Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hello, Leroy.
You'd be proud of me, Tobin.
Why is that, buddy?
I got to ask, would I take Deshaun Watson over Tua or Jalen Hurts?
And what'd you say?
I said Tua's number one on that list. So whatever order you go after that, just put Tua first.
Man, and what was their reaction to that? Did they like that or not like that?
None. If the job is getting rid of the ball in a timely manner and being accurate, right, then Tua's first on that list. I said, now, the thing that I say about Jalen Hurts is Jalen Hurts and Deshaun Watson at this point are very similar, except Jalen Hurts runs a little bit better.
Yeah, I'd say a lot better.
Right. So there you have it.
I'd say a lot better.
I said, but, what are we doing? Like they had 20 quarterbacks throw for 150 yards. Right? Like, why is everybody hating their quarterback? Look around the league. So, like, your quarterback ain't standing out in front of them other 20 guys, but everybody feel the same way about their quarterback, except Aaron Rodgers. He can throw for 130 and everybody still love it.
Boy, you got Derek Carr, who's just slinging it all over the place.
Yeah. So I said, give it some time, because who knew, you know, that the New Orleans Saints was going to go 40 for 40.
So they're still miserable? Even with the win, Cleveland's still miserable today?
No, because, you know, they're saying, uh-oh, maybe. And then, you know, there's always the jackass that says, well, he only threw for 100. And I'm like, look around the league, dude. I mean, where we are right now is on the curb. And then –
Well, here's the thing with Deshaun, though. Like, he's also, like, I think that Cleveland's just waiting for, like, hey, can we have one performance that looks like you're worth this? Like,
yes.
Just one.
Exactly.
Just one.
And that's what it is. That's what it is. But I think you've been sold a bill of goods by the NFL, by organizations, right, that tend to think that we can just pick up a running back and have a running game. As we're starting to see, that's not very accurate. And the teams that are struggling are the team that just got any guy. Right? The teams that are having some success or having a better chance to win are those guys that have those horses that can run the football. So it's funny, 100 years of football, this still ain't changed. Run the ball, stop the run.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Dolphins continue to get ready for the Seattle Seahawks. The biggest thing on the injury report yesterday, Malik Washington. Looks like he's getting revved up and starting to get back in action. The rookie has not yet made his debut. He's been dealing with a quad injury, but we saw some very impressive flashes in preseason.
Yeah.
Not exactly catching the football, just kind of getting the ball in his hands. He was doing stuff.
I just think he's one of those guys, you know, what Mike McDaniel has a bunch of playmakers. But I would say Malik is a return guy also.
Yes.
So I got to tell you, you have a lot of playmakers, but I need you to get them the ball first. Stop rotating guys and putting a whole bunch of different guys in. Let somebody get their run on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love the way they do with the running backs. If a guy gets hot, then you leave him in.
Yep.
It just seems to be the same guy. So if it's the same guy, guess who's your starter?
I mean,
if Achan is the only one that seems to always get hot, that's your starter.
Yeah. Achan was rocking last week. Just keep giving him the football.
Right.
You know, was it the most prudent thing to do? No, but he was questionable going into that game, but he got rocking. And
again,
he said it was fine.
Don't pay attention to that.
To what? Touches?
Okay. No. The injury report, unless you know a guy's really hurt.
Okay.
Right.
A lot of lines. Yeah, he did say there was no.
You see, hey, did Achan was running around out there like he had a boo boo?
No.
Okay. So.
If he did, I can't wait to see what he looks like with no boo boo.
Right. But I'm just saying, I don't pay too much, especially with this team, because everybody sits.
Yeah, that's
right?
Fair.
Everybody sits, don't practice. And you got to explain why they didn't practice. So, you know, they put him on the injury list.
Mostert was limited too yesterday. He missed the last game with a chest injury. Mike McDaniel also said yesterday to the media that he has to, what was the term that he used with Raheem Mostert? He says he has to look between the words, basically calling Mostert a liar when it comes to his injuries. Like, he'll lie to him about his injuries, so.
Right, because he wants to play.
He wants to play, so.
Right.
We'll see if he's going to be good to go. Other headlines, Inter-Miami. They played Atlanta to a 2-2 draw yesterday. Did you watch any of that, Dan? Did you check out any of the any of the pinks?
No, I did not see any of it or hear any of it.
Really?
Yeah, man. I was working here.
No, that's fair.
Where they are in the standings?
Top. Dan? Top. They're almost. Oh, okay. They've already clinched a playoff spot, and they're really close to winning the Supporters Shield, which would be winning the regular season.
Ooh.
Points.
Is it an actual shield?
I don't think they have an actual shield.
It should be an actual shield. That'd be kind of cool.
We'll find out soon enough.
You want them to go out there like Shield Maidens?
Yeah. Like Lagatha.
In like leagues like the Premier League, there is no like playoff or championship. It's just you win the league like Inter-Miami's doing, the Supporters Shield. But United States doesn't play like that. We have to have a tournament at the end of the season.
Hmm.
So we'll see. MLS Cup.
Damien's saying it. They were winning and then Messi came in and it went off the rails. Well, you know what?
Hey. By the way, buddy, everybody in South Florida gonna live or die with that guy. So whatever you saying, okay.
Well, I'll say this: you know Atlanta wanted to see him out there. What are you gonna do? Like, didn't he came in late? I think in like substitutions. Like, hey, whatever, buddy, let me do the thing. What was it, like 70,000 people there to see him yesterday?
Yeah, they're lucky they got him because he doesn't like playing on turf, and it was in that Mercedes-Benz whatever crap dome they have there.
It is a crap dome.
Yeah,
it is a crap. Their whole little area there, you know, Atlanta.
Wow.
Atlanta.
The only thing they got is a good aquarium.
Oh,
it is a good aquarium.
I don't like Atlanta. So
I know you guys don't like Atlanta. I'm well aware, but it's not.
People always ask, like, "Oh, what's there to do?" I'm like, if you don't like Coca-Cola and strip clubs, you're not gonna have a good time in Atlanta.
I think that is very fair. Or whale sharks.
Then again.
Or Augusta National, which nobody can get on.
Nah. They got a nice park. Olympic Park is kind of nice.
They have they play the Tour Championship in Atlanta.
Do they?
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway.
Inter-Miami back in action against NYCFC this Saturday.
The Marlins lost yesterday to the Dodgers. You know, What
did
are you
Shohei, what did Shohei do? That's all. That's where we are.
You want Shohei watch for you? That's all you want to know?
Yeah.
I got you. He's 40. He was 48 and 49 because he stole a base last night.
Oof.
He might have gotten a home run later in the night, but I didn't see it.
Nah, I don't think he did.
48, 49. 48 home runs, 49 stolen bases.
Will you be the first 50-50 guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. Not for nothing. Did we think that guy would be Asian?
Stealing bases?
No, 50-50.
But you're going with stealing bases, right? Like, that's why you're doing that?
Well, 50-50, however you want to put it.
I definitely thought
the 50 home runs or the 50 stolen bases.
Mm.
Did we figured the first guy to do that.
I mean, Ichiro was really fast.
Ichiro didn't hit home runs, though.
Well, dude, I don't know what to tell you. Hideki Matsui did. They called him Godzilla.
But he couldn't run. He could just trot.
Okay, so let me get.
Wait. That seems like a stat that somebody like Jazz Chisholm would have. See what I'm saying?
So you're saying non-intangibles?
I mean, I want to say Canseco was the first. Was Canseco the first 40-40 guy?
But dude, this guy's 30-30 guy? He's a disgusting athlete. Canseco, like, come on,
was
like
the first 40-40. I want to say Ronald Acuña Jr. had a huge year last
year. Yeah, I believe he did 40-40.
He did 40-40. Okay, I didn't know. I'm looking, trying to look right now. 41 home runs. Yes, 40-40.
Right.
Shohei's 6'4". He's a moose. He throws. He's an incredible athlete.
You're calling him a moose, and he has 50 stolen bases.
I know, but that's because he's a great athlete. He's obviously a great athlete.
I'm just. Did you miss my original point? Okay. Regardless of what, did you think that the first guy to go 50-50 was gonna be
Japanese?
A Japanese moose.
I think if anybody was gonna do it, it makes sense.
If you would have said Ichiro, okay, I would have said okay, right? Ichiro's a speed demon, stealing bases, and then he might have one of them years where he just.
But what are you more? Listen, what are you more surprised with?
What do you mean? As far
the home runs or the stolen bases? Like, obviously, he's been able to hit home runs since
he's
walked. Why? Ichiro was fast.
You can't be. How many fast mooses you know, jackass?
Barry Bonds is a moose. He was a 40-40 guy.
No, that's later day. Little Barry Bonds was early. Barry Bonds was skinny and small and quick.
Didn't he get to 400 with the Giants?
400 stolen bases. Yeah, but by the time he got to the Giants, he wasn't stealing bases.
Well, I mean, you know, it's because he was juiced to the gills. That's why. Just too busy trotting.
But I'm just saying. Listen, I'm not.
I think if you were to tell me if your question was, would you be surprised?
Who's the first? If you ask 10 years from now, who's the first person to go?
I'm actually going to say
50-50. His name's not going to be the first one mentioned, even though he's going to be the first one.
I don't think. But this is why I would say that, because he can do everything. Like, he literally is. He is the best baseball player we've ever seen.
If I were to say Acuña would have did it,
uh-huh.
You'd be like, oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, but I would have been like, okay, you know, Acuña stayed healthy enough to do it, but like I shouldn't. You shouldn't be surprised. He's great at everything. He's done everything.
That's because you're an intangible. I think that's
what
you're willing to accept.
I don't think. No. I think if anything, this is going back at you like a boomerang, dude. I think reason you're surprised is because he's not intangible.
Listen,
and I don't even know what the rules are with this one.
Here's the deal. Did you know there are 2 white corners in the NFL?
Uh-huh.
There's another one that I just had a conversation with up in Cleveland. I thought that Bonner was the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's another one, actually one playing.
Right.
I was going to say, that's a questionable quarterback.
Right. So my question is, right, if they announce the Pro Bowlers later on in the year, and there's a white guy making corner.
Yep.
Is that more surprising than Ichiro being the first 50-50 guy?
Well, because Ichiro is not going to be the first 50-50 guy.
I'm not saying it's not warranted or earned. I'm just saying it would like.
It's not that surprising.
Because you wouldn't be surprised if. Never mind.
Let's, I don't think. Why am I in this conversation? I don't understand.
Because I don't know if I could. I don't. I don't know if I can have this conversation with you.
No, I think what you were saying is, let me just say, I'm going to tread lightly here.
Right.
You wanted the Sounders to go to a black player. That's what you're saying.
No,
that's
I'm
what you want.
I'm not. No. Oh. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is when you think about stolen bases, right?
Yes. He's of course. I think Ricky Henderson. I think Juan Pierre.
Right. Okay.
I understand.
Thank
what
you.
Fine.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
This
thank
guy.
You.
Okay. But I'm very uncomfortable. Thank but you. But. He.
You made my point.
But if Barry Bonds would have thrown 95 miles an hour, you know. But this guy does. He does everything. He is like, he is the baseball messiah. There's nothing he's not good at.
You don't have to defend him. I think he's one of the greatest baseball players to ever play. My question had nothing to do with his greatness. My question had to do with, to your point.
Hmm?
If I said who was the first 50-50 guy, you would come up with a bunch of names 10 years from now before you came up with Shohei Ohtani.
No, I wouldn't, though, because my point – here's why my point is that, is because you're going based on the nationality, and I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. He was great at everything.
Okay. All right. Listen, okay. See, because I don't want people to take this the wrong damn way. And I think they're taking it.
I think we know how you're taking it.
Right. I mean, come on. Right.
This guy's amazing, though.
He is amazing. This segment will be a future case study at the Connecticut School of Broadcast.
Yeah, how uncomfortable I am.
Followed by a moose can run 35 miles per hour box stand. I'm just
curious. Who is the last intangible to, like, is it Yelich? Like, what was Yelich's top in stolen bases?
It was, I mean, not intangible, but you got to go back to Jose Canseco, 40-40. Right?
Yeah, that guy was
but,
awesome.
Like, we don't, like, yeah.
Juice
we don't count
gills.
That. Who's the you got to go into the 70s, dude.
I would have thought, what's Harper's best year?
Did Harper didn't steal a lot of bases,
Mike
though.
Mike Trout.
Yeah, Mike Trout's got a bunch of them. Mike Trout's got all the
intent. Did he ever go 30-30? Was he ever on the field long enough?
Yeah. That's not nice.
He's just been hurt lately. Early in his career.
Okay, let's see.
Night
go
in,
look.
Night out.
I'm just saying.
I mean, a lot lately.
Go look. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying it's not warranted or he's not one of the greatest to ever play.
Mike Trout led the league in stolen bases his second year with almost 50. He had 49.
And how many home runs?
30.
Okay. So Mike Trout could have been one of those guys.
He was
right?
One home run away from 30-30 in 2016. He had a 39 homer, 24 stolen base year.
Hey, let's be clear.
And then when he got to 2020, he stopped playing baseball.
Let's be clear. Clear my throat for this. 30-30 ain't 50-50.
That's true. It's not. I remember when Preston Wilson did it. I was geeked
right.
up.
Right. See, you're making my point.
No. No.
This is, by the way.
Don't put this on the podcast.
Can I just say this? Like, this is not a racial thing. But everybody's thinking that I'm being, no, I'm not. There's certain things that you see people do that you just like.
I just have a question, though.
You know, just like if I see Bonner running down the field and got Tyreek Hill hemmed up, I'm going to be like,
But Leroy, can I just say, wouldn't you put the idea that you wouldn't think that a Japanese baseball player would do both, don't you also have to put into the wrinkle of this guy, oh, yeah, he's also the best pitcher we've seen, too? Isn't he kind of a unicorn?
Yes.
Like, if you were.
He's a unicorn. Yes. All the
it really should
saying,
be not surprising
all
at all.
Oh, everything you're saying is correct. I'm just saying that 10 years from now, when we tell all the young whippersnappers that we saw one of the greatest baseball players ever. He had a 50-50 year, right? And we say his name was Shohei Ohtani. They're going to go,
I don't think they are.
Okay.
I don't think they are. I think they're going to be like, yeah, it makes sense. I think he's going to go down.
No, they're not going to say, yeah, it makes sense.
I think they are, dude. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Don't criticize it.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing good, and you?
You look preoccupied. You, like, got on the air, and it looked like you had something that was worrying you. Is Scooby up to shenanigans?
No, so for some reason, my mouse keeps going in and out, and it keeps disconnecting, so I couldn't hear you at one point.
All right.
Also.
Wait, your mouse going in and out. What does that have to do
the
with
the mouse, but then also, like, the something else is connected there where I have the port, so.
Okay. Leroy, you have a wired mouse? Is your mouse wired? Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Leroy.
What's up?
Your former quarterback's weird, man.
I know. I told you that. He is a linebacker trapped in a quarterback's body. And the crazy thing about it is, you look at him as weird, I look at him as Jim.
Jim Harbaugh had another doozy. Because he's been bringing the bangers as head coach of the Chargers. This was him on his coaching staff in Los Angeles.
He's just a great coach. I mean, one of the best I've ever been around. You know, like Moses, I'm gonna die leaning on my staff. Greg Roman, Jesse Minner, Ryan Fick, and those coordinators are, you know, in my opinion, some of the best in the business. And.
Like Moses, he's going to die leaning on his staff.
He ties it all in, though. Nice, oh, yeah. Little cute bow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, he's more efficient with...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Words in Mike McDaniel is, that's for sure.
Mm. Yes.
I wonder sometimes if he has like these that he's used before, like, because it feels like he's probably used that a bunch.
it's something for a coach to be creative in how he delivers a message.
Oh, yeah.
It's another thing for it to stick. So as crazy as Jim Harbaugh is, everybody went, okay. All right.
I didn't even know Moses did die on the staff. I didn't realize that he was like, was that because he was looking over and then it was over?
No!
I think that's how it was.
Who was on Moses' staff, though?
Well, I think his, I don't know. I don't know who his run game coordinator was. I'm not positive.
I mean, he's leaning on the staff just like Moses. The team.
He had
Abraham.
He had the burning bush.
Abraham.
Burning bush was offensive coordinator.
Whoever his wife was, probably.
Whoever made all the frogs with the plagues.
Yeah.
Wait, you think somebody was in the back room making frogs?
Oh, man. Well, let's get to a guy less efficient with words, Mike McDaniel. You know, this was him yesterday on injured reserve, the Dolphins officially placing Tua on injured reserve. Mike McDaniel said, this is a great chance for Tua to just focus on healing. Here's Mike.
The great thing about IR is there's, for a month time, there's no timelines. I always say that, but I'm not sure if it people quite understand, like, if you set a timeline based upon the information you have today, how much of whatever goes on is fulfilling the prophecy of that timeline? And prophecy? Is that the right thing? That's especially with competitors and stuff that can get, sometimes you can do more harm than good. I think regardless, not worrying about anything as it relates to timelines is very empowering for him as a human being to recover from injury, and that's steadfast, the only motivating factor that you have when you're dealing with players and their careers and their injuries.
I need a defibrillator every time this man talks. I can just get clear, clear, because I heard prophecy. Then it got to the point where I'm like, what was he talking about again?
Well, I like that he started.
What was the question?
He started what with was the question? The good thing about the 4-week timeline is there are no timelines. Huh?
Timelines are obsolete.
Can I break it down for you, what he's trying to say?
Yeah, sure. Try. Good luck.
When you put somebody on IR, it's a minimum of 4 weeks. There's no pressure or strain or anything to see where he is before that period of time. So when he says, when he's on IR, it's 4 weeks, there is no timeline, means that every week they're not going to have to answer the question of how close is Tua from playing, because you've already determined it's 4 weeks. So even though there's a time frame, which is the 4-week IR, there is no timeline because it could be 2 weeks, or it could be 6. We don't know, but we know that it's going to be at least 4 weeks. That's there. How did I do?
Much clearer.
Right. So that's why when he goes, there's timeline being the 4 weeks, but there is no timeline onto his, you know, health, so you don't have to ask him every week.
Then we're going to ask him every week anyway. They're not going to let him talk.
Where's Tua
in the process? Where is he now? You know where he is. He's in no timeline land, although he is in a timeline, but not one that is set or definitive, because maybe it's
not. But that's Like, that's what he was saying. So I just broke it down for you, and I'm going to just, you know what? There's a couple of coaches that I've had to, you know, clarify on. The old Go Tigers, I can break him down because me and Dan are probably the only two people in this state that can understand what the hell he was saying, right? And I can break down Mike McDaniel a little bit and kind of give you the cliff notes of what he's saying. If I don't fall out from sheer concussion protocol, listening to him. So that's what we have a timeline, but there's no timeline means.
Here is more of Mike McDaniel.
Oh, there's more?
On Tua being a leader while on IR.
I see a true leader and teammate that is worried about the right stuff. What he's worried about, you know, is his doing everything that he can control for each day, and then also very much invested with his teammates. So, like, you know, there's a lot of conversation that has to do with your just you, and that's odd by nature of odd, right? So on
no,
top
not
of that,
right.
For a leader, a captain, you know, the quarterback of this franchise, like he is approaching it the way that true leaders and captains would, in terms of like, hey, this is not about me. We have a game. I'm getting healthy. We have a game on Sunday.
Oh, Jesus. Why? How many delay games are going to happen on Sunday because Skylar Thompson doesn't know what he's talking about? You need a Rosetta Stone for this man. Yeah. Imagine the first play he tries to give it to Tyler Huntley.
You know what's great? You know what's great about it? All the plays are numbered. So he just gives a number, not a play call.
You sure?
Yeah.
I feel
that's
like,
what the armbands are for.
I feel like he's just giving you pie.
That's what the armbands are for. The armbands are to eliminate the Mike McDaniel effect.
I hope so.
To clarify the situation.
Yeah. So that right there is truly shocking. It really is.
Why does my stomach
Holy
hurt?
Holy smokes. Why does your stomach hurt?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! It's like I got to tell you, he does put my brain on overdrive. That is not even a.
Sometimes I feel like he's going somewhere, and then just diverts.
Yep. Detours.
It just jolts out of control, and I'm like, okay, all right, what? All right, welcome back, Tobin. Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Get to Goosey's No Goosey's here in just a second. Jay Fick will give us our topics du jour. But first, want to let you know you guys can join the WQAM on air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with the WQAM on air staff. And the Heat's Duncan Robinson. That's Goosey's right there, dude. Goosey's galore that Duncan Robinson is going to be there. It's free to attend.
Goosey's galore.
But you need to RSVP at WQAM.com. That'll get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Come hang out with the QAM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online at themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Visit cohenandjudah.com to see partner reviews. What do we have today, Jennifer?
Well, to switch things up, we have Pelel Larson. He was a Heat fan as a child.
He was?
And he shared a photo of himself on Instagram. Would you like to see?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Leroy, you're muted.
Okay, you're good.
It wasn't me.
Oh, well, don't worry about it, dude. Young Pella Larson with Grandma Pella, Papa Pella, Mama Pella, and Big Bro Pella.
Big Bro is big. Goodness.
And he has a Heat shirt on, and where I am assuming is Sweden. That's Goosey's right there. I mean, that's exciting.
Goosey.
Reminds me of a young Tyler Hero who was in the Shaquille O'Neal Heat jersey when he was drafted to the Miami Heat. They shared that photo. So that's Goosey's for me. Swedish swish. Ready to go in just a couple weeks. Leroy, you got the Goosey's?
Yeah, I got the Goosey's. It's pretty cool when you get to play for a team that you rooted for.
That is right? Cool.
It's just cool because, you know, a lot of times you don't have that choice. So, yeah, it's cool. I got the Goosey's.
J-Fig?
I definitely agree. It's great to see someone come full circle and actually play for the team that you were a big fan of. So that is Goosey's.
Dan Day?
Every kid's dream.
Goosey!
Now, who do you think was his favorite player growing up? Justice Winslow?
No. That's it, yeah.
No.
Sure.
You think he was on Heat? You think he was on Heat Twitter fighting Suns fans?
I would say it would be somebody more his body type, right? Like, I remember when I was a kid, I was a Gale Sayers fan.
Mm.
Then when I realized that there ain't no way hell in my lifetime I'm going to run like Gale Sayers, then I picked somebody else, like Earl Camp or...
You kind of go for someone that you relate to.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So you're saying a Wayne Ellington?
No.
Why not?
How about a Kevin Love, but he wasn't with the Heat? How about a... Ooh, I know you don't want to hear this. Bob, what's his name? Who's the guy I did the McBob?
Hey, can I just say something? Let me just say something right now. You mentioned two intangibles who are not his body type at all. They're both tall. They're both forwards.
Nope. Why not?
You just intangibled them. You put them in intangible. And you want to know something? I'm just going to say this. Udonis Haslam, you did this too with him. Because you said he was the next Dan Marley. And why is he the next Dan Marley?
Who said? Oh, UD said it.
Yeah, UD said that.
Oh, okay. So we're on the same page.
No, you got why are you on that page, though, dude? Why are you on that page?
Well, look, Pella Larson can't say I'm going to come into the league and be Shaq.
I didn't say that. You're the one who made him a 6'10 guy with a beard.
So why? Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You guys are very quibbly today.
No, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because I'm trying to be similar to so people can get the reference, and he's just going the opposite so he doesn't seem like he's doing that.
Oh, no. No.
Pella Larson is not built like Wayne Ellington.
He's not built like Kevin Love!
Wayne Ellington didn't play forward.
Neither does Pella, he's a guard!
So, Tyler Hero.
Well, he couldn't grow up watching Tyler Hero. They're the same age.
That's what I'm saying.
Shane Battier.
Oh, we in the middle there.
That's right there in the middle.
Hey, we love that, man.
He wasn't a point guard. Dude, what are we doing today?
Oh, you guys are on a whole other level today.
Is it just me? Because you have been playing like...
Oh, me? Me?
Tobin is playing HR defense.
Okay, dude. Like, no, hey, I wouldn't have to play
HR.
He's playing HR defense like Bobrovsky and Net.
Hold on.
Game 7.
Hold on. You spent the top. You spent the top of this hour surprised that anyone from Japan could lead the league in stolen bases and home runs at the same time.
Yes.
Even though one of the best base runners of all time is Japanese, and this guy has been a prudential home run hitter since he's walked into the major leagues.
Okay, but if you look at the top 10 seasons stolen bases.
That's okay, but we could do a ratio there of how many Japanese players make the major leagues.
Right.
Okay.
So he's working on a curve because he's Japanese.
He's not working on any curve. He's literally doing something nobody's ever done. There's no curve there.
Yes.
You have a curve. Like, to say you
wouldn't. I don't have a curve. Nope. I'm not diminishing his greatness. I just said, if I throw a stat out there to you, right? And I say the first person to do it, you'd be less inclined to say it was a Japanese player.
Then you come out here and you say that Pella Larsen, 6'4", is somehow samesies as McBob, 6'10".
No, okay, I was off there. Let's pick someone.
He's 6'4".
I'm going to ride with UD. Dan Marley.
But why does he have to be Dan Marley? Why can't he be somebody who's not? Why does it have to be intangible for intangible? What?
Okay, because you're very going to say, you know what? Pella Larsen reminds me of Ray Allen.
Well, he had elements of his game?
It doesn't remind you of Ray Allen, though.
No, I didn't say Ray Allen. Marley. I was looking for somebody in the 2015-16 Heat range. I was like, Wayne Ellington. And you're like, nah, McBob. What?
Wayne Ellington? There's nobody who's doing any type of announcing or whatever. Go, that Pella Larsen reminds me of a young Wayne.
Well, that is on lazy announcers who will only compare intangibles to intangibles.
Reminds me of a young Dan Marley.
And why is that?
I mean, for the obvious reasons.
Why can't he be Keith Askins?
You're trying in your efforts to be so politically correct. You sound ridiculous.
How am I being politically correct?
Because you're trying to use some white guys, some black guys.
I'm just saying, why
That's
do we...
Okay.
Why
That's can't... okay. But guess what?
I thought this...
Guess what? Hold on. Let's just be clear. Ain't no black dude ever been compared to a white guy. Name one. I'm just saying, it's just what we do.
Kevin Durant, Larry Bird.
Tua, Drew Brees.
No chance!
What?
No chance!
What do you Kevin mean, no Durant chance?
Kevin Durant has... Are you... Kevin Durant dunked more his 5 minutes into the league than Larry Bird dunked in his own
career. Dude, nobody thinks of Kevin Durant as a dunker. Nobody! They think prettiest shot we've ever seen. This is not fair, and I'm not being political.
So, let me get this straight. You think people look at Kevin Durant,
yeah,
and it reminds them of Larry Bird?
Well, I think people need to open their minds a little bit, is what I'm saying.
I need you to open up your damn eyes.
No. Because that's going to leave me with only intangibles to compare Pella to.
Right! That's the point!
That's not fair.
When you see somebody, when you see an actor or actress or whatever, you go, oh, you know who that reminds me of? Somebody that looks similar to them.
I don't like this.
That's reality. That's fact. What are you talking about? You don't like it?
You don't
when
think?
When you see somebody, you see an old friend, say, oh, you know who that reminds me of? Oh.
So let me get this straight. Let me just get this straight. Last year.
No.
Leroy, hear me out. Nope.
You know what? Very similar to Tobin.
Hear me out on this.
No, they don't do that.
Okay. First, listen to me. When Jaime Jaquez last year said, you know who my favorite player is? Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
And you want to know something? Their games are very similar.
Very similar. Yes.
But you would have had him saying,
No. He said it. That's not us.
So if Pella comes out here and he says, you know who my favorite Heat player was growing up? Wayne Ellington. Will you apologize?
I'm not going to say that. What is wrong with you? Like, at least, listen, if you're going to argue, make it real. Okay? That's not even believable.
You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for when Wayne Ellington is warming him up before these games because he's his coach this year. And I'm like, Leroy, look, samesies.
What is wrong with you? Like, that's not even... You know, first of all, when we compare people, we first compare them on looks.
Yeah.
So, like...
Of game. Yeah. Game is, you know, game. Whatever happened to the term game, recognize game.
Stats don't have color.
Dan, what are you doing HR. That's no ham color. Right?
Gotta stay hydrated, champ.
Yeah. What are we doing? Oh my goodness. You think we're gonna be invited back for Friday?
Not a chance.
Now that I think Pella's known as a better defender than Wayne Ellington was. Kind of a turnstile.
Oh my goodness. You are incredible.
That's all the time we have for Goosies, No Goosies. No other topics. I apologize.
Ruined it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.